Randall, if you are a peach grower or blueberry grower or potato farmer or apples in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, you're going to want to know what we announced this week.
That's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who explains the expansion of crop insurance will now provide additional options for fruit and nut producers.
You all know that risk management is critically important to farming operations regardless of what you're growing. That's why we in this administration have expanded the number of policies and coverages available for farmers, and it was obviously a key to the reforms in the 2014 Farm Bill. So today what we're announcing is the expansion of the supplemental crop insurance option. This is an opportunity for farmers to essentially buy up coverage for an extended amount of coverage for a crop above and beyond what the traditional crop insurance program would provide. It'll cover losses more fully, and we're expanding the list of eligible crops for this supplemental crop insurance coverage to include a number of fruits and vegetables, including peaches and blueberries, potatoes and apples, which will impact and affect farmers in Alabama, Florida, and Georgia.
Secretary Vilsack said they are also announcing the expansion of the actual production history yield exclusion to cover fresh fruits and nuts in select counties beginning with the 2016 crop year.
And this is the APH yield exclusion, which allows a producer to take a look at their production history and drop from that history a year or two that may have been sort of an outlier because of poor weather. It makes sure and guarantees that folks will be able to get the coverage when they need it as fully and completely as possible. So these are two really important announcements that are now expanding opportunity for a number of producers in your area that they didn't have before.
He said a list of crop insurance agents is available at all USDA service centers and online at the Risk Management Agency's website, rma.usda.gov.
And you'll also find on that website a series of decision tools that will allow farmers to sort of input numbers, make some projections so that they can determine whether or not the supplemental crop insurance option is a good deal, so they can determine whether or not dropping out a year or two where the yields weren't what they wanted them to be would be effective in terms of expanding coverage opportunities.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.